Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good happy Friday morning, that is. I hope you're having a good Friday morning. I am. Any day above the ground is a good day, right? As the old folks used to say here in the South. Well, today, excuse me. Hey, folks, please excuse me. I'm trying to get over this, whatever's going around here in North Carolina. Wilmington, North Carolina, on the beach. I'd love for some of y'all to join me. I'm going to be hosting a series of events called Eliminate the Breaches While Enjoying North Carolina Beaches. You can come and join me on the beach here in Wilmington, North Carolina. We're going to be doing a series of legislative compliance, IT governance, and data breach security seminars and workshops. But this is a very popular subject here I'm going to talk about today on LinkedIn and Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter. Get a lot of good feedback on this. And today we're going to talk about mobile device management for healthcare. Now, yesterday we did, we did the Ten Commandments of mobile device management. It's a little bit different. This is specifically for healthcare. So, but even if you're not a healthcare organization, you know, you still can listen in, pass it around, you know, share it with your colleagues, your doctor even, your hospital, if you have that kind of relationship. You know, because the number of mobile devices in healthcare facilities is increasing rapidly. You know, as in the diversity of mobile platforms, operating systems, communication methods that need to be supported by these organizations. Actually, in fact, in remarks made at George Washington University Hospital in D.C., the FCC chairman, Julius, I can't even say his name, Jenna Chowski, said that healthcare is being transformed, if you will, by broadband, and he called out wireless and mobile in particular. Now, here's what he said. The FCC is pursuing a healthcare strategy where three key components, and the three key components are promoting connectivity, fostering fast-paced innovation of wireless networks, and medical devices and mobile apps, encountering greater adoption of life-saving health technology, ensuring the spectrum is optimally allocated and managed. That's a lot to say, but I get what he's saying, and myself and I know of several other people 20 years ago were talking about this, you know, the internet being a place of a dangerous, it's a wild, wild west. You can call it WWW, World Wide Web, all you want to, but it's the wild, wild west. A lot of people like it that way. A lot of people, you know, some people don't like it that way. You know, there's a lot going on. President Obama, you know, having his speech talking about cybersecurity. You know, I say to President Obama, what took you so long? You know, I mean, you were supposed to be the technology guy, president. What took you so long? You know, and I think right there, those three letters, FCC, you know, places in Europe and other countries, other sections of the world are so far advanced in the United States, it's ridiculous, but they don't get the press and media coverage allotted to the United States. So on the outside, infrastructure and promotion is progressing, right? But what does mobility and healthcare look like from the inside? You know, you see these doctors and nurses and medical staff walking around with these tablets and devices, and some people would think, oh, my God, you know, my stuff is not secure. And that could possibly be true if they don't have a MDM strategy within their organization. You know, a recent poll of managed healthcare providers by the Aberdeen Group found three clear expectations for mobile healthcare technology. Stem the rising costs of healthcare processes, improve staff productivity, and decrease the entry of erroneous data. Okay, to understand where mobility is headed, though, it would first help to remember the mistakes made in the past. You know, mobility puts PCs to pasture with the cows. is an acronym that I'll get into in a moment. But in the past, you know, technology in healthcare settings was limited to desktops and workstations. Then there was a move to make computers on wheels, or CALS, computers on wheels, the standard for healthcare technology mobility. Well, CALS were desktop-type computers affixed to carts that will be traveling from nurse's station to patients' rooms. Their popularity was really short-lived, though, primarily due to the fact that the cumbersome nature of the units and the increasing availability of newer, more mobile technologies such as laptops. By their portable nature, even laptops are becoming obsolete, with anytime, anywhere access to patient data becoming the stringent agile mobility is seen as a must. You know, I had a friend of mine said this yesterday. He told me that word, anytime, anywhere, is dead. He said that 5-6 years ago. It's never going to die. Anytime, anywhere access is never going to die, because that's what people want. That's how people move fast. We're going beyond the microwave technology. We're going to, you know, warp speed technology, like on Star Trek, or warp speed attitude, where we want things instantly, as fast as we can think, as fast as we can talk. And that's the direction that technology is pushing people, because it's convenient. It's a moneymaker. You know, using mobile devices, providers are also using a variety of apps that go along with that. You know, they want the same ease of use and functionality and access that an app gives at work. The iPad is becoming the new patient chart. Two are using apps to manage their own health. You know I do. I'm a type 2 diabetic, and I have apps on my mobile phone that help me manage my diabetes. You know, they want to connect to their providers and access their own records. And Congress is you know, laws are being made to provision that for the patients. You know, but patient safety and care should come first. It must come first. You know, improving patient safety is driving adoption of mobility in healthcare, believe it or not. Okay? According to a U.S. Department of Health and Human Services report, reducing and preventing adverse drug events to decrease hospital costs is what the report is called, if you want to look it up. The number of severity of patient safety incidents can be significantly reduced with the use of automated detection and computerized records. Electronic access to information reduces the potential for errors. Excuse me. Since information is no longer transcribed by hand from document to document, increased safety means improved care and outcomes as well. For example, mobile devices provide easy, quick, and accurate access for physicians and other healthcare providers to nurses, notes, lab results, patient history, and a whole lot more. Timely decisions about care. This information can easily be shared across the organization and to other providers who may be working with that same patient. You know, interoperability is something that everybody wants. Of course, the big scare there is the data getting from one point to the next. And that's something that in 1992, I actually created an invention. Well, I came up with an idea. I didn't get the invention patented until recently. It's patent pending still. But data going from one point to the other is the issue. It's not the hardware, it's not the software, it's the transportation of the data from one point to the other. It's like the old Pony Express. They used to have to start carrying shotguns with them to prevent bandits from stealing the mail. Okay? You know, I'm trying to catch my breath here because of this congestion that I have, so please excuse me. You know, the low cost of smartphones and tablets compared to desktops and laptops, healthcare facilities can actually realize a cost saving in both a corporate liable and BOID environment where the users are responsible for the cost of replacing their devices. And that's where it's going more toward. You know, of course, the cost will come down for the corporate folks on the actual hard costs, but they have to be careful about the data, because there's a lawsuit pending. There's a lawsuit waiting in the works if you don't. You know, HIPAA and high tech demand security. So far, the case for mobility in healthcare is solid. We use this across the organization for the many disciplines and for the patient as well. But in this highly regulated industry of healthcare, mobility faces some tough challenges. Chris Haselton is the research director for mobile wireless for the 451 Research Group. Here's what was said. He said, security is the largest concern from an IT standpoint. Making sure the healthcare workers who are using the devices are in compliance, that the medical records they access are logged. It's important that the movement and use of any data is constantly tracked and logged, especially when it comes to a lost or stolen device. If any employee is no longer eligible to review the information, right? Okay, no duh, right? But you'd be amazed at how many people we come across in our organization, in our business. I mean, we have a tiny little consulting practice, you know, compared to, you know, to the big five firms. But you let an employee go. They go, hey, you know, can I keep my laptop? Can I keep my mobile phone? I'll pay you for it, blah, 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 blah. The company is wanting to be nice, you know, in their exit interview with the employee, but they leave all the data on there. Or they don't shred the data, or they don't take the hard drive. This is a big problem. You know, yet, as devices proliferate, IT departments struggle to manage security policy and technology. You know, more and more sensitive information, both facility and patient information, ends up on these devices. It's an easy fix, but it's a costly fix if you don't have a streamlined, systematized process for this. You know, of course, particularly concerned for healthcare facilities are the requirements of the HIPAA Act and the High Tech Act. You know, the HIPAA is, you know, health insurance, portability, and accountability, and High Tech is the Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health Act. The potential risk, for patients and healthcare data privacy is tremendous, and non-adherence to these strict government regulations require these requirements can result in severe penalties, financial penalties, and damage to the reputation or the image of the organization. You know, you have to be very, very careful. You have to be very, very, very careful. You know, the high tech, recently enacted as part of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009, focuses on patient care and safe clinical efficacy. So, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, most breaches reported to the HHS so far under the High Tech Act have been theft or loss of mobile computing devices, resulting in the exposure of millions of patients' protected health information. How about the recent 80 million records breached at Aetna? Was it Aetna? Millions and millions of records breached. And, you know, I may run out of time on this segment because this is really, really close to my heart, so to speak, because I fought this battle as an entry-level IT person trying to tell upper management about the stupid stuff that we do and the lack of care that we put into security. Well, it's a computer. It's going to do everything I need to do just by me thinking about it, right, or by osmosis of my thought to it. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen, you know. So, we have to be super careful. You know, there are, 90, according to Breach Level Index, There are 92,000, about 92,000 records breached every hour. Every single hour. You know, how do you account for that happening without, in my opinion, some inside jobs going on? That's a whole other story. But what, you know, what IT folks can do is they can start somewhere to give them best practices to begin. You know, there are certain categories of mobility management that you can look at here, that we can look at here. You know, security across platforms adds another level of complexity, as does the mix of user-owned and facility corporate-owned devices. Okay, BYOD leads to the expectation of support, but many businesses have only one standard corporate platform. You know, this is not uncommon, though, but it is just one of four models that the Healthcare Information Management System Society sees in its observation of the industry. HIMSS, a not-for-profit group focused on providing global leadership for the optimal use of information technology management systems for the better of healthcare, suggests these four ways here, right? Okay, so you have ad hoc, you know, workers bring their own devices, unbeknownst to the healthcare organization, which has no official policy, uncontrolled, a mix of formal and undocumented policies, and a combination of ownership. Support is also fairly undefined and provided by the user or the owner, the provider's IT department. Controlled environments where you have policies that are defined and enforced. Ownership is also defined, but is both BYOD, or bring your own device, and corporate liable. Apps are usually managed by the enterprise, by the IT department. Then you have owned by the enterprise model, where the business issues, manages, and supports the devices and the apps. You know, looking at an MDM solution, a mobile device management, there's a ton out there, okay? But there's only a few that are going to help an enterprise, particularly who do not want to allow, you know, put their IT department in a position where they're constantly, and I do mean constantly, looking at doing a whole lot of work. You know, you don't want your IT department's help desk to be overloaded with just mobile device management problems. You really, really don't want to get into that battle, okay? So what you're looking at here is, you know, a way to overcome that. So the way to overcome that is to have a very effective mobile device management solution. And so how does healthcare facility providers easily get from the first category, where it's uncontrolled and it's just the wild, wild west, to the fourth, which is a complete mobile device management solution? MDM software that secures, monitors, manages, and supports mobile devices that are deployed across mobile operators, service providers, and enterprises. How do you do that? The purpose of MDM is to provide security on a mobile communications network, doing so while supporting multiple devices, which may be facility-owned, user-owned, or a combination thereof. It shouldn't matter. MDM functions include over-the-air distribution apps, as well as data and configuration settings for all types of mobile devices, including smartphones and tablets. Okay? So, you know, according to a recent Gartner report, the Magic Quadrant for mobile devices, they call it, mobile device management software, a fully managed mobile mobility solution cuts across standard MDM and telecom expense management that includes, should include at least, software distribution, where the ability to manage and support mobile applications, including deploying, installing, updating, deleting, or blocking, policy management, with the development, control, and operations of enterprise mobile policy, inventory management, which goes beyond basic inventory management, including provisioning and support, and service management, you know, rating the telecom services. I mean, this is a beautiful thing for an organization if they get it right, obviously. Okay? So there are, I don't know, there are so many companies out there. There's basic companies that do MDM, like they used to be, they're called Logic now. They used to be called GFI. There's, I think, Autotask is coming out with one. There's the one I like in particular is MAS 360. Okay, MAAS 360. It's made by IBM, or IBM bought the company, and it's got all those features that I just mentioned there. Okay, let's look at this real quick. You know, laying out the MDM strategy for a healthcare provider, you know, as their facility, they should ask the following questions when considering the MDM. Okay, what kind of devices, or how many at least, are going to be on the system as it is rolled out? And what kinds of devices and how many are anticipated in the future? You know, these are questions that they have to ask themselves when they're looking at picking a MDM solution. The other question is, who in the organization will be able to use the mobile device, and what type of support will they get from IT? Now, which level of security policy management are you going to need to require of the MDM system? What device features do you need to restrict from certain employees? Certain employees don't, you know, they don't need, you know, typically in a Windows world, you have access as an administrator, a domain admin, enterprise admin, a power user, and a just a regular user. So you have to think about that, right? You know, what device features do you need to restrict from certain employees? I said that already. What apps and data are currently needed on the device, and what may be required in the future? Another question is, what type of mobility operation and compliance reporting do you need? You know, if you're in HIPAA, you need a lot. Okay. Initially, the most important concern, according to the FCC chairman, I'm sorry, according to Hazleton, that I quoted earlier, is to make sure that the MDM offering meets the requirements of regulations, including a controlled BYOD program. Because Jocelyn Samuels is committed this year, starting this year, to do just more audits, just random audits. And not only are they going to be doing it with the healthcare providers, but they're going to be doing it with your business associates. So business associates, if you're listening out there, you need to make sure that you have your act together. One company I would recommend looking at is HIPAA Secure Now. You know, in the interest of due transparency, I am a HIPAA Secure Now partner. And the reason why I am a HIPAA Secure Now partner, because I am a BAA. I've signed BAAs. I'm a business associate of many healthcare providers. And I wanted to make sure that I had my act together, because this year it's going to start a trend that you're going to see a lot of BAs fine just as much as the medical facility will be fine. So even the healthcare providers out there, if you're looking at a business associate, make sure they have their act together, because it can become a mess. You may not be in the wrong, but if this BA is in the wrong, this business associate is in the wrong, it won't matter. Your reputation will be the one. You'll still have to explain why you chose that person and why you did not put in place the processes necessary to control your environment. And improper MDM policy solution strategy will get you into a lot of hot water. You know, after you ask all those questions, it's important to consider applications, especially electronic health record applications. A lot of facilities are rolling out apps to help the healthcare workers, and they are usually the one or two that are large system-wide applications. However, time, as healthcare organizations begin to get their hands around mobility, you may begin to see additional smaller apps, possibly many dozens, being used by different departments. As a result of that, though, they will need a greater capability within their MDM offering. It will involve more than just being able to lock down devices, but controlling the apps and making sure that they are being used correctly, especially in terms of following the required regulations. Okay. So, look, I'm really running out of time here, so I'm just going to say a little bit more. You know, if I see there's calls on the line, I don't know if I have time to actually take any questions. excuse me. Let me just say this one last thing, and I'll wrap this up. You know, I think I'm probably have to extend these shows to maybe an hour or so, at least 45 minutes. You know, seeing, you know, mobile device management in action, you know, as part of our, here's an example, as part of Australia's largest not-for-profit healthcare provider, St. Vincent's Hospital in Australia offers the best-in-class services, facilities, and expertise, along with educational opportunities to residents of Sydney and New South Wales. The hospital wanted to automate many of its clinical systems and began porting them to the smartphones and tablet devices on which many of their staff had begun to rely on. This development included apps that presented test results and correlated them to patient histories, and one that provided instant access to radiological and other scans. You know, Peter Parham, the IT manager of security, said this: once it became known that these apps were now available for handheld devices, we saw an avalanche of them being brought in, particularly iPhones and iPads. We had quite a mix of devices in use at the hospital, from those distributed by us to personal ones brought in by the clinical administrative staff. We needed to act quickly to be able to manage their use securely. So what Parham and his team did, they actually went with the group that I like and I'm looking at, which is FiberLink, for its cloud deployment model and resulting efficiency in deployment and management. You know, with they said with Mass 360, they were able to there were no servers to install, no configuration, no infrastructure changes, and no investment in expensive software. So that's pretty cool to hear. And also, the hospital also said that they found the security features of Mass 360 to be particularly appealing. Its ability to know and control information security safeguards on employees' mobile devices and react rapidly to lost or stolen devices through remote wiping features. The hospital's IT security staff can discover, enroll, manage, and report on all mobile devices' status quickly and easily, and with the click of a mouse. That's pretty cool. He went on to say apps and updates are pushed very easily to users who are already quite familiar with the native experience on their smartphones. The transition has been seamless. But look, I am running out of time here, and I do apologize that I have not taken any questions. But Mass 360 is just one product. There's a lot of them out there. It looks to be the one that's enterprise level, enterprise-wide to be good. I know that there's some others out there for entry level. But if you really, really need a mobile device solution that can help you ensure you have control of your environment, because that's what you want to do. You want to have control of your environment. It's not about telling people what they can and cannot do. It's about protecting patient data, protecting your employees, protecting your organization. Look, I have got to run out of time. I have a meeting to go to. But I thank you so much for listening to this broadcast. Keep an eye out for the next one that's coming up. My name is Emmanuel Lloyd. You can reach me at MWL Consulting on Twitter, Emmanuel@MWLconsulting.com, or check me out on LinkedIn and follow my posts and hook up with me. Take care and have a great weekend, folks. Goodbye.